Hello and welcome to the second episode of the Younger Hunger podcast called
All Talk.
Wow, that was a rousing intro from both of you guys. There's a lot of energy over it. Now I feel like I need to get my voice a little louder, a little more emphasis into what
get
I'm saying.
Get hyped up.
Yeah, you know, I'm very excited.
You know, what's funny is the energy in the room before we pressed record, even in the same positions we're sitting in right now, was substantially lower.
It was significantly lower the moment it was recording. All of a sudden, everyone kind of woke up. So that's nice. It's nice to know that we can just snap into it like that.
That's fake for the camera.
It's a fake. Put on our mask.
All right. Anyway, so let's get right into this. This is a special edition episode, even though this is our second episode.
This is the special annual special episode, but it's not annual.
Well, it might, you know, maybe it will be.
Yeah. Maybe it wouldn't be annual at all.
What do I
This is just an episode,
basically. This is an episode unlike other episodes.
Unlike the one other one that we did.
Unlike, well, there's only two. So half the episodes are special.
Yeah.
Yes, so far. Not forever, but so far. This episode, we're going to be breaking down and listening to every song on our EP, Crying in the Pit. Now, if you're listening to this, it's already out. Love it, hate it, whatever. I don't know what to say.
Whatever.
We're going to just, right now, though, it's about like a couple days before it comes out. We're going to get some last-minute thoughts down. Maybe, you know, put our foot in our mouths. Who knows? Maybe there's going to be some crazy thing that happens after it comes out. We didn't realize about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, who knows?
No, I like that. We could have a revelation here on the podcast today.
On air.
Yeah. Yeah. So prepare for that. Prepare for this special episode. And I'm very excited. Crying in the Pit.
Crying in the Pit. A name that we really didn't know if we should go with. And I'm so glad we did, you guys. A couple days out. How are you guys feeling about just the name and everything?
Oh, any well, sort of, actually, like, on that, do you think people could know what the original... Now that it's coming out, what the original name might have been and the story behind that, do we want to tell that story?
You know, Beckett, I think you have probably the greatest connection with this.
All right, so the original title was called Jinzo, and I'll never forget the day that...
Which it's a Yu-Gi-Oh card, correct?
It's still on the album art. If you look at the propane heads,
Jinzo 2020.
It says Jinzo 2020 on it.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, we never took it off.
Yeah, I thought it would be, you know, just a cool Easter egg.
Yeah. I agree. I think it's great. And basically, the name came from our friend Tristan Carlos Cham, shout out, who does not have social media, everyone. If you're familiar with this figure, he's one of our best friends. He's gone dark, off the grid for the last several years.
Total radio silence. So we could say anything about him he wouldn't ever find out.
Besides on YouTube comments.
Yeah, and we've been taking that really as far as we could on the lives, which are now being replaced with these podcasts.
Yeah, what you're listening to now.
So I don't think we should take the Tristan segment out. Ever, you know? Maybe we'll even get him on the show to defend himself.
Yeah, I think that's a good... Yeah, maybe that'll be the next special episode.
Yeah, the Tristan, the TCC. Yeah.
Episode 3, every episode special.
I like that.
But basically, Jinzo, it felt like a very natural move with what we were doing because a lot of the songs that we were making in this batch, and we'll get into that, but it was one of the first times that we were kind of doing... exactly what we wanted and referencing a lot of things that we listened to in the past.
No compromises.
And so reaching back with, especially looking backwards, Jinzo seemed like a very natural way to do so because that was a part of Tony's past. And I'm sure a lot of you guys...
Well, and he destroyed trap cards was his special ability. Yeah. Megan, it sounds like you really regret not using that. Because if I remember correctly, also... When it came down to the three of us voting, you were the only one who voted
for
Jinzo.
It was a 2-1. It was not a unanimous
vote.
It
wasn't unanimous. Do you still feel that way?
So, I mean, with like all the arts for the art style for the entire thing, we had kind of referenced Yu-Gi-Oh cards with the background and kind of the way that they had done shading on the pictures. And so that kind of was the point of it. But, you know, Cry in the Pit is great. Everything also has a bit of grit and grime. And so I feel like it also fits. I'm not bitter at all about it.
And you don't sound even a little bit bitter about it, man.
Did I think that, you know, a few days after we decided that you guys would be like, oh no, totally just fucking with you. We're gonna change it back. I did think that might happen.
You thought we were fucking with you.
Oh wow.
I didn't know that. I didn't know. We just found that out on the air, everybody. We didn't know Beckett thought we were fucking with him. We were serious.
He thought it was so bad that he legitimately thought we were joking.
No, oh, I didn't think God. It was that. Well, anyway, more on that later. We'll just think about that while we're listening to the first song on the record. A song called Narcissist. It was the first one that we like actually were like, oh, we could put this out. And then it sort of crystallized and the whole EP came. Yeah, it's a vibe setter. We thought it had to go first. So this is Narcissist by us.
I'm always wondering if what your blouse is covering will make a stranger out of me. Make a stranger out of me. Or lead me to recovery. If what I want is what you need. You tell me I'm a softie that gets me through the whole week. You're trying to make fun of me, I know that. It really don't bother me because that.
Narcissist by us.
Yes.
First track on the EP, Crying in the Pit. Anybody have anything they want to say?
I got to say, right off the bat, I love a good bass-driven, bass-led track. I mean, that really kind of keeps the rhythm going. So, and
not
that little,
you're biased at all.
You know, not that there's any bias, but there's something particularly about that that really catches my ear. I do love that little, like, chopped up sample of the bass in the beginning. It's that it sounds like a fill, but I think it was like,
yeah, well, what it was actually is I was with my girlfriend on a road trip, and I remember I did not have my guitar or bass or anything. All I had was my laptop, and that was literally, I didn't even have a microphone or interface or anything. So that was a bass loop that I like changed the pitch, and then like I just chopped it up and like made a different part out of it. So that's the first time we used a loop on any track, and it just felt so naughty. I remember that's why I liked it so much.
It's like, don't tell anyone.
Yeah, and it felt like we were never gonna put this out. I remember I didn't even show it to any of you guys before we took it to Zach, because I was like, this was just like something I made like I was like, we're never going to be able to use this.
Yeah, yeah.
And it ended up being our lead single.
It was our lead single.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I love this track, though, honestly. Like, love the... It's got such a big chorus to kind of, like... It's so kind of... There's a lot of breathing room in that chorus, and it makes it feel very big.
Dude. See, and that's what was so... I felt like... Because our choruses have typically traditional... Traditionally, they're always, like, really active, like,
totally.
Sing-songy.
Totally, yeah.
So I thought, because this one, I was like, this is not a hook at all. Because it was so, there was so much space.
Yeah, right. It was so much. Totally. You know? Yeah, I feel that.
And I remember thinking it was a generic, like, line, too. But now that I listened to, I mean, once we really got into it and made the record, I felt like this might be even my favorite track. I'm sure I'm going to say that about every song. Yeah, yeah.
No, I think I'm with you there. I think I'm with you. But, oh, and the drums, too. Did we talk about the drums? Love the fucking...
There's that snare roll.
Yeah, love the snare roll particularly, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. How did that...
It was a pitched up situation. I remember I took a snare sound. I didn't even have internet, I remember. So I had to like just take the sound that I already had on my computer. So I couldn't... I wanted to do like a tom fill, but I didn't have it. So then I just went... And then like took that same sample, pitched it up like 8 semitones. It was like... And then it's like another like octave or something. So it was like... And it's actually just the same sound. So then that ended up being like something we did a lot, like kind of glitchy type situation.
I thought drum roll sound. Yeah, it sounds very sick.
Yeah, then also glitchy on the bass too. I love the bass glitch.
That boom boom. Yes, man, I love that.
Yeah, those love the it. Second drum verses or not, sorry, the second verse drums are crazy too. I mean, I remember we tried doing a live performance of it, and I was trying to play it just triggering samples on just like an MPD, and I remember it was impossible to get it right because there's these reverse kicks that would just always throw me off. I mean, that drum pattern.
That was the second verse drums were Zach, I remember, because that is a trippy ass.
That's like a, yeah.
It's crazy, and it comes out of nowhere because it's kind of open there, and then those drums are just going so hard.
Well, I don't know if we did mention, this was our first time working
with Zach.
Zach, which was marked another kind of pivotal change in our endeavors, right? Sort of.
I feel like the main difference with the production process was like Zach was the only other person besides like us who worked on this. And it was, but it's still like, I think the step with this one was more just towards us having like the project on my laptop ended up being like the actual recording rather than like us making like demos beforehand and going into a studio to like re-record shit. And then Zach was like very with that. And I feel like he really did a good job of like enhancing that.
So the track that they got, that the people got, is more close to what you did on that road trip. Like
we kept a lot of the same record. Like I think the chorus vocal is just, it's from that, right, Becky? Isn't it from the laptop? It's from the laptop mic.
Yeah,
right?
It's one of the layers at least.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it sounded really cool. I remember just off the cut, like the MacBook laptop.
Yeah, and another story from that session. I remember, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. I could totally be remembering this wrong, but when you were trying to come up with the bridge lyrics, I remember thinking, you're like, oh, I want to say something like you're in my head, you're... as long as you're in there, like, I don't care. As long as you're in there, I'm, like, walking on air. And we kept trying to figure out, like, how else to say that. But then we just went back to that.
I was convinced it was shitty. I remember because I was, like, walking on air. I was, like, that's the lamest lyric ever. I was, like, that's the lamest shit. And then, oh, yeah. And then Zach said when we were, okay. So then he was, like, why? Just put it on there. Like, I don't want to do him dirty, but that's how he talks. I don't know. There you go. By the way, a great interview with Zach we have in our zine that's going to come out. So shout out the King Zach Fogarty. But anyway, yeah, he was, when we were exporting the project, he was bouncing it down to send to us. And he was like, what should we call this? Let's call it Walking on Air. And I was like, nah, I don't want to call it Walking on Air. And he's like, because you're a narcissist. And so he just put, okay, narcissist. To shit on me.
To shit on you.
But it ended up just sticking, and it was a cool name.
That's the only relevant title. Yeah, that's a badass. That's a good name.
I always thought we were going to go back and change that, too. Just like the
name?
Album title.
Yeah. Bringing it back.
Bro.
But here we are. And you know what? It stuck, and it does work. I mean, even with... and it kind of played into the album art, too. Because thematically, with the song, there's I'd have to go back and read the lyrics, but like, you're trying to make fun of me, I know that, but it really doesn't bother me because I know that I'm in your dreams. That's sort of the push and pull, kind of like, it's a narcissistic tendency to want to, you know, be on somebody's mind, even if it's a negative thought, and to even like distort your image of yourself or your view of others through that. I mean, it just kind of all flowed together so nicely. So it ended up working out.
Man, I never.
Well put.
I never thought about it like that. I
couldn't have said it better myself.
All right, should we go to the next track?
And with that, yeah, and with that, I think that's right. I think that's enough said. All right, this
ladies
one.
And gentlemen. Amazing. Track 2 on the EP, Crying in the Pit. Here is.
Good one.
Endless Sympathy.
I don't live life on the fence. I got a crystal ball, so all my troubles went to bed. Try to wake them, yes you can. But Willie with one eye is my name. Catch me if you can. Oh, here I go again, walking you through every mile of denial in my head. Picking problems from an orchard. Gotta keep my ego fed, cause the cores are made of lead. Use my pencil to make sense of all the noise inside my head. I need your endless sympathy. Cause I will lose my breath and have to turn around again. I can fall back on my friends, the ones that are imaginary, staring through my lens. Oh, here we go again, making molehills out of volcanoes, pushing pills to pay our rent. We're swimming through denial like the Nile, sinking fast. While the sky is raining ash, hold our tongues, we keep them busy, catching moments as they pass. I need your endless sympathy.
Endless Sympathy by Younger Hunger. Us, you're listening to the All Talk podcast. Guys, what should we get into? There's a lot to unpack on this one. This is the first one we're listening to so far that has not come out yet. This is the first time.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Yeah. Yeah, but this one, I was totally enamored by this one. Yeah, I like this. It's got that full kind of journey for me. I really feel like it starts small and goes and gets really big near the end. You know, I love like a lot of particularly the vocal melodies on this one, like really fucking get me. I think right off the bat, it's super catchy.
This one does feel big. Feel like probably like, I feel like we've wanted to get this big, but we thought it was cheesy kind of.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I feel like that was unspoken. It's not like we ever talked about that with our old shit, but like, you know, like this one really captures that essence of like, it's fucking like sounds gigantic.
Yeah. It almost didn't even have a chorus.
Oh yeah. Okay. So this one we should talk about. This started, we're at Zach's and I was like, we had no agenda for the day. And I was like, I want to make something like, what's that Cranberry song? You know, I'm such a fool. You know, linger.
Linger.
I remember I was just so fucking into that song at the time. And he was like, well, I have a beat perfect for that. And then like he played it. And then it was just like, we just went to go get burritos. And I remember writing lyrics in the car and like sending them to Beckett. And like we were talking back and forth. And right. I mean, like what is the lyric? I remember we were psyched on the lyrics. And then it was another... Well, no.
Oh, man.
Yeah, okay, we're psyched on the lyrics. I still think the song's got the guitar solo, which is like a high point of the EP for me, obviously, like Lucas with the bass thing. It's going to be fun to play live.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. It's going to be moments. Very fun to play live. Particularly, I remember when I first heard this song, the pre was like, the vocal melody was stuck in my head constantly. And yeah, this guy's rainy. I could not get that out of my head. And I was like, oh, I love this song, dude. I was like, yeah, this is... it feels very like nostalgic to like music that I grew up listening to. Sort of from late 90s to early 2000s. It really, really...
Shout out Third Eye Blind, the greatest... pop punk band before everyone else started doing what you were doing.
Yeah, we got a bunch of ripoffs.
Yeah, the whole genre really just made it worse. Really, I feel like than Third Eye Blind really fucking is. Yeah, go listen to Third Eye Blind's first album if you have not heard it, and their other albums for that matter.
Hey, I remember with this one, we got to the because the first verse I thought was incredible, and then we got to the bridge, and then. You had the line about I break my fall with Adderall, and I thought we'll come back to that.
Oh, you hated that. Yeah.
When we first heard that, I thought okay, well, I remember we're definitely going to change that.
You can't say it because we'd be calling a specific person out, and I said I wouldn't do that anymore.
Yeah.
I made a pledge. Lucas and I were talking about this today. We made a pledge to not shit on other people anymore.
No doxing.
Oh, shit.
Right? We can't really shit on people as we would if we weren't on the microphone. But or
yeah,
should we?
Yeah.
Maybe we should talk about this later. I don't know.
Did we pledge or did we just say like, well, maybe we shouldn't?
But like, wait, I'm being dramatic.
You know, maybe we should have, but...
But now that we've had some space with the song, I think that line is great. And it definitely kind of puts you in a place that almost cements that sort of youth that you feel when you listen to that song. Kind of feels like a time.
I love that hook, man. The scream.
I was going to say, I love the hook and the kind of, you can hear all the harmonies. I feel like there's a lot of like clear movement in it. Keeps it exciting with that sort of sustained sympathy.
It's because the vocals, they're doubled with like a scream vocal and and sort of like a Third Eye Blindy punk vocal, like a well has that volcano. Like we did like sort of a mix of
a little Frankenstein,
congealed it all
of different types of voices, and. It was a good time, man. I like the energy that gave it.
Yeah. I think it really like leads the charge. It's great. Okay, well,
All right, third track.
There you go.
This is Charlie. Yeah.
Oh my.
Yeah.
Charlie Kaufman, track 3. Haven't listened to this since it came out. I'm excited to hear this one.
Yeah, it's actually.
All right, this is Charlie Kaufman.
I spent last night on the internet. Trying to fill space in my mind, having the time of my life. Then I looked up hypochondriac. Now I'm worried that I'm a hypochondriac. So ironic. story, or am I the guy who walks by on page 25? I lose control every time you call. I fall against the wall and let it ring too long. I let it sing my song. I can't stop thinking about what you're thinking about when I'm thinking about you. I start thinking too much. I start thinking too much. And you start giving a fuck. You start giving a fuck. I start thinking too much. I start thinking too much. And you start giving a fuck. You start giving a fuck. I don't need nobody telling me what I'm trying to be. You put your problems over me. Not a diary, not a blank canvas for you. Can't stop thinking about what you're thinking about when I'm thinking about you. I start thinking too much. I start thinking too much. And you stop giving a fuck. You stop giving a fuck. I start thinking too much. I start thinking too much. And you stop giving a fuck. You stop giving a fuck. I spent last night on the internet trying to fill space in my mind.
Charlie Kaufman.
Well, CK, baby.
I'm sorry to the real Charlie Kaufman if you hate this song, because I would imagine if somebody put out a song with my name and I didn't like it.
Yeah. Anthony Davia.
Yeah, right. That would be, oh, man. But you know what? Nothing he can do about it.
Fucking.
So this one goes out to Charlie. I apologize. Yeah, Charlie Kaufman. I don't know. We like you a lot.
And we love you.
I worry that you'd hear this and hate us. And I don't know if I could live with myself.
We love your movies. Understand that it's an appreciation to the sort of mind state that your movies will put us in.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I bullshit really, that. I just
no,
shat
no,
that out.
No, you know what? Yeah, I think it was your id speaking, and I think that that means was more id than you're giving it credit for.
Yeah, I think that's... That's what it is. Because for me, what stands out the most in this song is the lyrics and the verses. It's like, well, the verse.
First verse lyrics.
Yeah, yeah.
I love those lyrics too.
Like,
it's my favorite lyrics on the record.
Yeah, I think that sets the stage.
Yeah, and people, I'm not going to say who, but somebody told us to cut it because the hook didn't come fast enough. And God, I'm so glad we didn't compromise. That was the whole, like,
oh,
we said,
yeah,
that
yeah.
That was the idea behind this thing, but then we had some people in, you know, some suits that shall remain nameless. I'll say that. Some
yeah,
suits.
Yeah, we got a we're note.
Like, let's get to that killer chorus.
You gotta get to that chorus a little faster.
Yeah, and it was, I freaked the fuck out, man. I freaked out. It was a whole, like,
it was a conversation.
Day. Yeah, I was freaking out for 3 days. Yeah, it was terrible. But
and
I'm
guess
so
what
we
did? We kept it.
I spent last night. I start thinking too much.
Yeah, like what
Let's
are you gonna
open
just
with that killer hook?
killer chorus.
Yeah, and it was like that's the whole point of the song is the like, first verse.
Okay, man. Like you're gonna.
I mean, not only was this song the first song that we started with Zach, but it also was you were saying the last song that we
the
finished.
Last song we finished. Right. Yeah, well, I remember that's how we started this with Zach. The one of the five tracks we did with him on this record. This was the first thing we did with him, and yeah, I kind of just knew. I think we knew on the drive back home. We're just like, it was like the first idea was like basically just my demo, but it was like extended and we like added some shit. And it wasn't even like sounding like nearly what it sounds like right now, but with just the vibe was like, I feel like this one and Day Trader, like particularly also like set the tone for like the rest of the, like it was out of this, like the sea of demos we had, like yeah. Those just like, that's like what was like the anchor that like pulled everything else out. So yeah, I love this one. I'm so glad we played it live on that video. If you haven't gotten a chance to check out the video, check it out. You might love it.
You're definitely going to love it.
I think you're going to love it.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely go check that one out. And you can see Tony make some really sexy faces to the camera. You got lot of visceral kind of in your delivery. You know, you really bring out you that animalistic side. It's kind of hot. You know, it's kind of sexy.
Did you think
it's
so? Because I was so cringing at just my performance. Yeah. But I felt like I couldn't tell you how badly I didn't want to put that out.
But I know.
Like, I look like such a fucking idiot. And, you know, we also rolled up and it was like, Tony, stand here like in front of this pole and like you just run. There was so much. I had to move so much. I didn't anticipate.
Yeah, it was. It was, but I'll say this, that all of those faces you're seeing, that's a genuine, Tony was working his ass off in there, you know, I'll tell you, as a man in the room, yeah, but, you know, that's, you're not trying to fake the funk is what I'm saying, you know, that's a real energy you're putting into that.
No, and that's a real performance we did, so I don't want to hear anything about anyone thinking we faked it.
There's a lot of people going around faking shit these days.
I think my timing would be a little bit better if it was just playing the actual record.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's true.
And I can say the same thing for myself.
Yeah.
I have some flat notes in there right off the jump.
Yeah. Can't really quantize a live.
No, you can't do it. Yeah. You can't do it.
So anyway. you get what you get.
Should we get into the next track, Dead or Alive?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
A special one, if I can say so myself.
Yeah.
All right,
we're playing favorites.
Here we go. Dead or Alive.
You. You know I love you from your head down to your toes. Or however that saying is supposed to go. What I'm trying to say is what's important. I love you more than, I love you more than $1 million. Oh, even though it's not like I've ever had anything close. If somebody put a gun to your head, I'd take the bullet instead. Oh, just as long as you know that I know it's not enough to have you by my side right now. Cause sooner or later we're both gonna die. Oh, I need you there in the afterlife. I want you dead or alive. I want you dead or alive. Dead don't part when you're part of my soul. We can't start unless you already know that once you're in. You will find someone better the second we leave her. This isn't forever, that isn't forever. Don't you ever try to sever what we have in heaven or in hell, or else you can go to hell. And it's not enough to have you by my side right now, cause sooner or later we're both gonna die. Oh, I need you there in the afterlife. I want you dead or alive. I want you dead or alive.
Shit, man. Shit, you stopped it, and I was like, oh, you stopped it too soon, man. It's too good.
Yeah, man. I could just listen to that on loop, man.
Yeah.
Well, this one had a cool starting point.
Did it? It was just a demo that I thought was a joke.
Well, remember, we were in a similar position. We were setting up
the first iteration
of the podcast.
Wait.
And I could not figure out how to set up the audio interface, and I was just scratching my brain, and meanwhile, Tony just started making
this beat. Lucas and I have been talking about the Powderpuff Girl beat
for
about a year now.
that beat, you know?
You know, the Powerpuff Girls theme song. So then we were waiting for Beckett because, you know, we're just a bunch of fools and Beckett's the smart one.
Yeah, he's figuring
it out. And we're
just
sitting here and we were like, yeah, yeah, faster. And then, so I just pulled out all these like weird, I remember the brum, 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 brum. Like
yeah.
That vibe was like, it was a chopped up like thing. Beckett, you told me about this plant synthesizer where like you put these like diodes on a plant and it makes like, so that's what that's from. From a sample pack of diodes of a plant, just like making granular synthesis.
You think anyone would have guessed that?
No, sounds, but it just had this like Powerpuff Girls vibe. And then, yes. So actually the entire, and then the, like that whole beat was made at that, like the whole initial vibe was from that.
Yeah, that's 100, I totally forgot that was this song.
Yeah.
We were sitting right around that table about to record the first gen of this podcast. I mean,
we definitely have it on recording.
Bro, yeah, imagine if you had the thing set up, like, ready to go, we never would have had Dead or Alive.
That's true. You're welcome. Yeah, if you had... Yeah, dude. Wow, if you had set up the shit early. So now I will ask, was it recording, like, any of the inception of the song?
I wonder, you know, like, I don't, if I remember correctly,
yeah.
I didn't have it when you initially started doing it, but then when we started recording the podcast,
we started talking about it.
And I remember because Tony like held his laptop to the mic.
Oh my God, we really do have it, huh?
And, he was like, yeah, Beckett definitely hates this song.
Yo, you were not fucking with it, dude.
I was fucking with it.
I think he was just so zoned into like figuring out broken shit that he was just like not even
the recording situation.
Me thinking you didn't fuck with it actually like really fueled me to like make it cool.
Yeah.
Production wise, this is my favorite on the record.
I don't agree. You know, because I produce this one and I feel, I feel like this is the first track I really produced for us. And all I can hear, honestly, is just like, I wish we took this to someone else to make it better. I'm going to be completely real with
you. But that's you.
I can't even imagine.
Yeah,
I feel like it's like, I don't want to say
I don't hear
shit
that
about
all.
It.
I don't hear that at all.
But like I'm not going to say what I don't. All I can hear is just like, oh, we fucking
you just
stupid.
Said no, that shit so about
stupid
all of our fans.
Idiot.
No.
Well, I'm not going to say what I don't like about it.
Yeah, don't, because then.
But see, because I just, but I also at the same time, like love, I love like the, it's the boom, boom. It
yeah,
just,
yeah.
Feels so fucking good.
Been wanting that. Something with the beat that really just drives, gets that fucking energy going. Been loving that. So the
it's
fact
like a runaway
that we have,
train, man.
Yeah, it's like a runaway train, fucking freight train coming through. So the fact that we have that song, and it's just great. So fucking catchy.
You know, you got to blast this one too, I feel like.
Yeah, this is a blaster. I'm with you there. Man, I don't even know. I love this one. I don't know what to say. Do I sound redundant? I feel like...
There's a lot of things in this track, particularly where I guess if you didn't know what went into it, you probably wouldn't catch those ingredients. I mean, there's a part where Tony's like screaming in heaven or in hell.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
And I feel like it's so tucked in the mix that you can kind of hear. I can't remember on the final version because there were so many different mixes of it where it ended up, but I remember
Lars had it low and I kept telling him like bump that shit and he didn't want to. I had to give him that note four times and he was like a little bit because he's like didn't like it clearly. The guy, shout out Lars who made this song, honestly if he didn't mix it would have sounded like shit, man. He fucking nailed it.
It nailed
sounds it. So good.
Yeah,
shout out Lars.
Shout out Lars, dude, who makes the whole EP besides one track, which was just the acoustic one, which we're getting to,
which we're about to get there. But yeah, this is
Did you want to say your favorite part?
I feel like this is I want to say this. This is like the, if you're hanging out with us, this is our favorite track in a room together.
Yeah.
Like. You know what I mean? Like, and also I feel like it's the first Younger Hunger track I want to like party to.
Yeah. This is like, I would call this a banger, you know?
Yeah. It's like just, this is certified banger.
This is the banger. Yeah. This gives the stamp of approval.
You couldn't possibly catch all the lyrics of the chorus when you're listening to it the first time.
Totally.
You know, which I feel like our songs, it's always been kind of like, it's like, let's have really clear, defined hooks.
Right.
You know?
Right. But no, this one is...
This one's about the vibe, man. It feels fucking... Also, you know, I love... Yes. And again, it's that thing of like, I feel like we're not supposed to be doing this.
Yeah.
Because people always telling us what they think we should be.
Like, yes. It did.
Know?
It totally did feel like we're going against like a... And just something about that beat. It's not like a, I don't know. It's just it's a not unique, like an indie song. Yeah. That's what I'm trying to say. It's not like an indie.
No, because it has like a club kick in it.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. Which is fucking exactly what I wanted in that out of that song. You know, it was perfect. And
I'll revise my statement to me shitting on this because, like, yeah. Look, of course, like to me, whenever I listen to any of our songs, all I can think about is like,
of course, like, yeah. No, I think people get what you're saying. You know, it's like,
but like. Also, when we got this mix, we had this took the longest to get the right.
The kick just needed to be like,
remember that? You guys were just listening over and over.
Yeah.
But I feel like where it's at now, I'm like really proud of it. I feel like I feel like it's going to be so fun live too.
Yeah, right. I'm thinking about that too.
Like, shout out Brainwork Subsynth for giving that meaty low end on that
God,
kick.
Oh my God, dude.
I remember Tony would tell me what he had learned about the Brainwork Subsynth plugin. Every day for like a week when he was like trying to get the kick just right.
I would tell him and then we would go in the car and listen to it and it would sound like shit. And then I'd be like, God damn it! And then we'd go and like come back and change it and bounce it out, go back into the car. I can tell you exactly where we were from here, like the distance it takes to finish the song in the car. Yeah. Yeah, anyway. All right. What's next track? Go outside?
Okay, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Go outside.
Nailing it.
Oh. Let's just confirm that.
Yeah, let's confirm that. Let's make sure.
All right, guys. Next track, Go Outside.
Go outside, baby.
Talk funny, play safe. Wear something that'll make you look sane. You sound smart when you talk about art, but you're better off toning it down to halfway. Your mama, she's to blame. Made you believe you had a beautiful brain. That might die every time you get hot. Belittle the night to keep me out of my way. Cause they're all gonna say, heard your new song, it was okay. Showed it to my mom, she thought it was great. She said to get a pic just in case you get fame. Your dad just died, are you feeling okay? Yeah, it's all good, fuck y'all, someone to say. To a guy I haven't seen since 8th grade, I'm gonna say, so cliche. I wish it was true, that would be great. Smoking new drugs, it's all that it takes. Forget the nights that you spent halfway, dead in a chair while you start to pray for something to change. So I never say,
I'm on the outside.
was Go Outside.
Love the vocals in that one.
Thank you.
All the harmonies. I'm looking at my boy Tony right now. All the beautiful vocal harmonies on that one. Yeah, I do love it. Gets stuck in my head all the time.
I feel like the harmonies are pretty tucked, but they do feel good. You know,
they're tucked, but I feel them.
Because initially I was like, we should bump those, but then you know, I just feel like it got where it needed to get, and this song had a very clear identity. I feel like since day one, just very very lyrical. I'd say most lyrical track on the record.
Yeah.
And you guys have never heard me say this. But I think this is probably. This is probably going to be the fan favorite on this record, just because the lyrics are so raw and vulnerable.
Yeah,
it's the fan favorite.
I don't know, man. Who knows?
This is for the real fans.
Maybe not the playlist record, but it's for sure. I think it's going to be the one that the kids really like.
Yeah, this is like really the cool. Like. Yeah, all the cool like Younger Hunger fans. You just said, you called them kids. You called kids.
The cool kids. The cool cat.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to, never mind. This is not an appropriate time to side note, but.
You can do a quick
You know, I just hear a lot of like celebrities or like influencer kind of people refer to their fans as kids. And I just don't, I just feel like, why?
I don't know. I just feel like a step further. I feel like I hear celebrities refer to themselves as kids.
Well, yes, that's absolutely its own thing.
I heard Kanye at 42 years young, man, saying, I'm a baby. I'm 42 years old.
Just a baby. I'm a little kid.
Yeah.
Nah, you're responsible for the things you do.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, but you're in your 40s. That's not like a little kid. That's not a baby. I'm a baby.
Okay, so this
is shout out Kanye.
This is a podcast in its own, the baby talk.
We should get this is the next
maybe that's next week. Okay.
Oh, on all God, talk. I hate that.
I fucking
cuz I got a few people off the dome too.
Yeah. Okay.
We'll save it.
It's just patronizing. Why wouldn't you call your fans just fans?
Well,
cuz
our fans are like 18-year-old kids.
Yeah, but I mean that with like other I mean this is just with anyone. I hear that all the time. Like any musician is just feel like Kid Cudi, I do it for the kids.
Well, and he himself.
And he himself.
Again, one of those guys.
Okay, all right, enough talking shit. Let's get back to it.
Shout out Kid Cudi, man. We love you.
We love them all.
All right, going into I Don't Know What to Say. This is I Don't Know What to Say.
Too much liquor, not enough brains. You say something, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. Flashback through all of my mistakes, feeling something that I cannot ever say. I don't know what to say. Stuck at your apartment with some people that I hate, living in denial as I watch myself conflate. Ego and desire for you, this is like a game. I can play the lion tamer even though I'm prey. Trying to pretend I'm fake. I don't know how to play. I don't know how to play. I wish I was safe, far away from your gaze. That's all I have to say. I don't know what to say. Too much liquor, not enough brains. You say something, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. Flashback through all of my mistakes, feeling something that I cannot ever say. I don't know what to say.
Yeah, this one honestly just was like, this was the last song we added to the record.
Mm.
I thought it was for what we have coming next. I was just in the shower and I was like, I just had like the too much liquor, not enough brain. I just had that like, I don't know, it sounded like fun.
Mm.
Then wrote it real quick, recorded it that day with Mikey, was sitting right here, just like on his phone, and I used his guitar. Shout out Mikey Ferrari.
Oh.
Yeah, and it was just like, I remember it was like 30 minutes and it was done. And yeah, that's literally what you hear.
So you're giving us the story, like all the best songs were wrote 5 minutes, man. I came in.
This truly was the only song we have. I think that was like literally like within like the day of writing it. It was like a before breakfast, the whole thing was done.
Oh, wow. So then you were like, all right, I'm hungry.
Yeah.
Like, time for pancakes. Okay. That's a fucking good way to start your day. You had to felt
it was a good day. And then I wasn't sure if it was good. And then I sent it to Beckett, and Beckett was like, dude, fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was crazy. I mean, the first time I heard it, I was blown away because it's so stripped, but it feels so full. And not in like a, oh, if you take everything away, it sounds big. Not that sort of thing. Like, there's just the way the vocals are stacked and the way that the guitar is tracked. Everything feels just so good. And I feel like it would be easy for a song like this to sound sloppy, but it doesn't at all. And that's what I really like about it. It sounds, I don't know. It sounds like there's like something in you. Like a
there's a phase issue in one part that was in there that I thought about fixing. But then I was like, it sounds kind of cool because it's like fucked up.
Oh shit.
I felt like having the rawness of just like the, it was literally just the one take of each guitar, like one take of the vocal. Like it was not, everything was just like boom, 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 boom. And then it was over.
That's good.
Yeah.
I think people, people will appreciate that actually. I actually didn't know that. It was just one take. Yeah.
It was one take, everything really quick. I mean, maybe like two takes on the vocals.
Yeah.
Maybe
a little.
The vocals are like super stacked.
Give or take. Yeah, vocals are different.
We were doing this thing at that time also with this whole EP where it's like, if you have like, rather than like tune up the vocals and make them like perfect, there's like, if you stack the vocals, they sort of create this like, it's almost like you're like pencil sketching and you're doing like multiple like
coats.
Pencil,
whatever you call it. Yeah, layers, coats.
Yeah, I don't know. That's like kind of the way we were doing vocals at the time too. For the rest of the shit too. So yeah, it was, this is like a cool, it also feels cool that like we have like stuff that we've been using like for like a year we've been working on it. And then like this one was just like a morning, but then it took, also took a day to like mix it too. And that took way longer. So
right.
That took like an entire day. So who knows, man. Is it really even fair? The mixing process was, I was watching YouTube videos, shout out Mixing with Mike.
Mixing with Mike. Oh, okay. So
Mike of the week.
Mixing with Mike. Episode 1.
He walked you right through it, huh?
Yeah, he goes, with acoustic guitars. Yeah, go look him up. Mixing with Mike. He's a small... This guy has like 300 views on every video, and he's a fucking genius.
Shit, so please, bro.
Look at this guy up. Mixing with Mike. All right, should we get
shout out?
It?
Yeah.
The final track of the EP.
And on that, we got one more for you.
This is Day Trader.
Yeah.
Sit back and watch your life fly by and toss you round again. I cannot hide my smile and greet it like a long lost friend. I can change my life, I can turn back time like Granger did. Sit back and watch me spin. Spending all my nights chasing my dreams.
There's so many things, and also with the production, I'll get into that in a second, but I remember like your scream was so crazy on that demo when you're, do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh yeah.
That was so crazy, but it was so emotional. It was still so good. And then I remember the ending was also very different.
I'm glad we went with this ending though. We'll play the alternate ending live probably, I think. I mean, we'll talk about it.
Yeah,
I like that.
But the original ending was cool too. This one was Zach just like, with the track was like done. It sounded, we had to like re-record shit, but like re-track over a lot of the stuff. But like, but it was more or less like Zach just took that. Remember the end and like made that that weird thing at the end, and then it kind of fades out. Or yeah. I'm sorry, it slows down to go out.
Mm.
Which was so cool.
Yeah,
it was super rad. Sick. Yeah, I think it's such a cool way to end the record too.
Yeah, and yeah. I've been trying to do this all the time since that session, but those drums where I don't know if you just put like a big reverb the stomp. The
yeah, that's cool.
I love that. That made the song feel so big.
Yeah, this is the first song we did that we were like, oh, we want this EP to be like gigantic sounding, because the demo sounds smaller, I remember. But then like,
yeah,
then this thing ended up sounding like fucking massive.
Yeah, this one sounds huge for sure. Like especially in that chorus.
Yeah,
this is probably the biggest sounding song we've ever made.
You know what? Yeah, point. More than
this
more
chorus
than,
is huge.
Yeah.
This chorus is fucking huge, man.
Yeah, it is like, it's a cool track, man. I love this song.
Yeah.
I like all the tracks.
Super proud of this one. This one's like...
You know, and I don't just say that because I speak for you guys too, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, but like we go through so many demos and so many songs before we come out with like a collection like this. Like, I know there's like 7 songs here, but there's like 70 probably songs that we went through before like picking these ones. So like I think the reason we love all the songs is because we like just have been like brutal about like only picking like the best material to go on this shit.
Yeah.
Is that a fair assessment?
Absolutely.
You know, yeah, I think that's true.
I have the headphones on.
Yeah. That scared the shit out of me. Okay. Yeah. Oh, that's a nice, we got a nice breeze coming in through, into the room now.
A nice draft came in.
Yeah, a nice draft came in. It's very spooky.
Anybody have any closing thoughts? Lucas, did you have something you were going to say before you were rudely cut off by the...
I totally don't remember. I have no idea. I think I was about to say something, but I have no idea what it is now. But...
Well, that's all good, man.
Yeah. Fuck.
Yeah, I had something to say about the CP.
One thing that
I learned through the experience of making this record that... If there was probably one big takeaway from it, it was just to actually just do the things that really excite you, which sounds so cheesy and cliche, but I feel like this was the first time that while making a record, it was completely just doing shit that we thought was dope, regardless of, oh, does it have a big hook? I mean, we were thinking of those things, but it never really felt like the pure driving force.
And not even that. I feel like it's more even just like, feeling like we had to be this one band like that does one style of music that we like, but like that we just wanted, I think we've all wanted so much more than that. And like, I think we bit off like what we thought was more than we could chew with this thing. And I'm glad we fucking chewed it, man.
Yeah. No, well put.
Sky's the limit on the new shit.
Super, super proud of the new shit. Super proud and feels like a step up and a necessary evolution for us. Doesn't feel like we're harkening back to any shit we've done before. Doesn't feel like a Dead Inside Part 2 or like shit like that. You know, it's super, super proud of this little.
And I'm so, you guys, honestly, reflecting back on it, I can't even believe we had the we did it, you know? We really did it.
We did it, and we're here.
And we love our old shit, but like this was the time we had to like, we were like, fuck everything we've made so far just for the sake of like making this. Like, don't think about like it has to be. And I'm sure to like people on the outside, it probably sounds like very Younger Hunger.
Right.
But like to us, like right. It was like, I'm just so glad we like committed to this aesthetic and we like fucking, yeah, I feel like we nailed it. I feel like there's nothing that quite sounds like this. I feel like it's very like us and it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like more rough around the edges and less rough around the edges at the same time.
Right. You know? Right. It's like intentionally rough. And when where we want it to be, it's a more precise kind of approach on this shit. Like
no recorded drums. I mean, 'cause we don't have a drummer.
Yeah.
You know, like
it's so crazy.
It's very like us. It's very like us on a laptop, like doing our shit rather than like, you know, feeling like us, we have to be anything else.
Yeah, feeling like we have to try to make some crazy thing, you know, for someone else. It's like, well, let's just put our personality into this. And I think you get a lot of that from this project. I think like a lot of that comes across, and it's going to set a good identity for us kind of moving forward as well, I feel like.
Yeah, we needed to do this bad.
Yes.
I feel like we needed this bad. Anyone, any last thoughts? Anything else?
Well, I'm going to say it's great. Tell us what you think. You know, I'm obviously going to say it's great because I'm biased. The bass lines are the best part. The parts where I'm singing are my favorite parts. No, I'm just joking. I don't know. Yeah, it's great. It's great. And if you guys enjoyed it, let us know. Can they comment? They can't comment. This is like a Spotify. It's not.
I wish you could comment.
You can't comment, but comment in your heads. Just think.
Send us a DM or something. Comment on an Instagram post.
Yeah, just tell us you heard us saying this and it was a little awkward, but you want to say your piece anyway.
We'll give them like a code word. If they made it to this point in the podcast, say like the Doritos are fine.
Yeah.
And then we'll know that you, we'll know that you.
If you made it here, the Doritos are fine.
They're fine. They're just fine. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. Wow. So that's it. Maybe that's the title of this. No, we have to. Yeah. The subtitle of this episode.
No, we got to call it the.
The Doritos are fine.
A that's song the by secret. Song analysis that's the hidden of title. Crying in the Pit by Younger Hunger.
Yeah.
I like that.
yeah. Well.
Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in, and we'll be back for the next episode.
And we'll catch you next week for our third and also unique episode.
Yeah, we'll make more to talk more. We'll make sure to talk more shit next time. You know?
Yeah, if Becca doesn't get mad at us.
It's too positive in this
I thought that was our new rule.
You know what? You were so excited. You were so excited at the idea.
You're right. We pledged.
Yeah.
And fuck that.
You know what? But we'll end this episode. I'll get into that next week with my beef with Younger Hunger.
Oh.
And until then, this has been All Talk.
Until Beckett's beef, the next episode.
All right. Goodbye.